Despite facing federal corruption charges, Philadelphia Congressman Chaka Fateh could win next month's Democratic primary. What happens then if a jury finds him guilty after he's secured the nomination? WHYY's Aaron Mozell found out.
Fateh is charged with racketeering, bribery, wire fraud, and other offenses for allegedly misusing hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions, public funds, and charitable donations. Federal prosecutors say he orchestrated it to help repay an illegal loan he took for his 2007 campaign for Philadelphia mayor. Fateh's trial is scheduled to start May 2nd and expected to last a couple months, which means a jury could have a verdict months before the general election in November. Election law attorney Kevin Greenberg says convicted politicians typically resign shortly after the fact.
The 535 members of Congress, despite what people like to say about them, are by and large very honorable people who take the ethics and responsibility of their office very seriously. And the peer pressure within that body, the peer pressure from his fellow members of Congress, his friends who he's worked with for 20 years, to not embarrass them, to not bring stain upon the House of Representatives, would be quite great.
Even once sentenced, removing a member of Congress is not automatic. If Fateh chose to resign, party leaders from the 2nd Congressional District would caucus and choose a replacement for the general election. The district includes parts of Philadelphia and Montgomery County. Fellow election lawyer Adam Bonin says the selection process is private, the ultimate smoke-filled room. He also says it's high stakes.
You're choosing a member of Congress in the safest of safe Democratic districts and someone who could hold that seat and hold power for decades.
Fateh could withdraw from the general election all the way up until ballots are printed and distributed. That and other election mechanics are typically set in stone 20 to 45 days before voters head to the polls. In this case, around mid-September. But Greenberg says, hypothetically, a convicted Fateh could decide not to withdraw and remain on the November ballot, and even win another term. The House, however, could then vote to remove him from Congress, leaving the district without a representative.
We all hope that if he is not convicted, we don't have this problem. And if he is convicted, that he steps down and we don't have this problem. It does no one any good to have a convicted person serving in Congress.
But it's not unheard of. In 1798, Vermont Congressman Matthew Lyon was reelected from jail after being convicted under the Alien and Sedition Acts. He handily beat his opponent and went on to serve two more terms in Congress after moving to Kentucky. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.